The White House Report.
President Trump this week said he liked conflict. Well, that conflict has caused a lot of his top-tier staff, about 13, to leave the White House, either being forced to resign, fired, or just simply saying, I quit. Sarah Huckabee Sanders says there is no issue after a question and answer session in the White House briefing.
This president was a businessman before he became a politician. And understanding business, if there's high turnover in a business, it's considered a management issue at the top. What's the issue here?
I don't believe there is one. I think that's why the first year of the administration has been so successful. As many people have outlined, we've actually accomplished a great deal of what the president campaigned on and set out to do, and we've only been here just over a year. So we certainly feel like there isn't an issue, but actually a great deal of success and a great story to tell about the president's first year.
Confidence in this administration with top people. I mean, you've had a lot of people, about 10 to 13 people in top-tier positions leave.
I think that confidence should be in the president and the policies that he's outlined and the agenda that he's laid out. That's what the American people voted for, and that's certainly what we've seen enacted over the first year and a half, and I think that's been a tremendous success.
If you're wondering about more turnover, the White House is very concerned, particularly the president, as to how many people have left his administration in such a short period of time. And they are concerned with those numbers and really don't want to fire people right now or let them go or force them to resign because of the look of all those who have left already. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.